Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. Nearly 200 people quarantined at March Air Reserve Base for possible coronavirus exposure will leave tomorrow.
American government workers and their families will finally get to go home. They were evacuated from China and quarantined for 2 weeks on the base in Riverside County.
They'll be doing one last set of health screenings for all 195 people.
Jose Arbayo is a spokesman for the Riverside County Public Health Department. He says although two children developed fevers, test shows it wasn't from coronavirus. He says no one has it.
At least in Riverside County here at March, some of the base personnel have been accosted or confronted off base by those who are concerned about it. So it goes beyond just the individuals that are here in quarantine, but also goes at the base itself.
He hopes fears soon start to subside. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Harbor Jail in San Pedro reopening this coming weekend for being closed for nearly 10 years. Local residents say it's going to make the area safer.
Budget cuts forced the L.A. Police Department to shutter the detention facility in 2010, which meant anyone arrested would have to be driven to the 77th Street station in South L.A. to be booked, taking officers away from patrolling harbor area streets. L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino.
This is why our harbor area community has rallied its collective voice to demand the restoration of our local jail, thus restoring public safety resources to our neighborhoods.
It is cause for celebration for those who call the area home. Olive Reed has lived in Harbor City for 50 years.
It's a celebration because it means that the police officers will be out on the street protecting us.
Nearly $2 million in funding from the city of L.A. for the police department aided in the reopening, as well as upgrades to the jail, such as a state-of-the-art digital video network with a camera in each cell. It can house 45 men and 20 women. In San Pedro, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An Orange County lawyer is under arrest, accused of selling drugs and guns to undercover agents during a two-year investigation.
The sales allegedly happened in 2018. The Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force moved in on Melinda Romines this morning. U.S. Attorney spokesman Kieran McAvoy laid out the charges lodged against her.
Dealing with firearms without a license, and also she's been charged one count of possession of an unregistered firearm and two counts of distributing methamphetamine.
Romines allegedly sold three weapons, two of them so-called ghost guns, weapons with no serial numbers on them, along with ammunition, a high-capacity magazine, and a sound suppressor for the guns. And on two occasions, allegedly sold methamphetamine to undercover officers. If convicted on all four counts, Romines is facing a maximum sentence of up to 10 years to life in federal prison. In downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California's top cop says the LAPD's use of a database of suspected gang members needs more oversight to prevent abuse.
Attorney General Javier Becerra put LAPD on notice, says that his office will begin its own review of the Cal Gang computer database and whether or not anyone was unfairly declared a gang member with falsified records.
Utilizing the Cal Gang database, we in law enforcement are making judgments about people. So it is imperative the people and agencies entering that evidence are held accountable for it.
Becerra says the Department of Justice will audit the Cal Gang database and observe how LAPD officers are trained to use it. As for how many people may have been wrongly entered as gang members in the database, the Attorney General says it is too early to know for sure. In downtown Los Angeles, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LAPD's responded by saying the department's been working closely with the Attorney General's office regarding allegations of falsified information, and the department's already initiated steps to ensure accuracy of the info that goes into the gang database. Chief Moore says they're committed to holding anyone who falsified information accountable.
A small plane overturned while trying to land at Catalina Island, but no one was hurt. The Cessna-type aircraft, which was carrying a pilot and passenger, was traveling too fast when it was landing and went down a drop-off at the end of the Avalon runway about 12:45 this afternoon. The aircraft flipped over, but the passenger and pilot were able to climb out and walk up the hill to the runway.
Mountain lion known as P-56 has been killed by a property owner in the Santa Monica Mountains. National Park Service says the male lion is believed to have been between 4 and 5 years old, likely fathered at least 4 kittens. P-56 was killed January 27th. Although mountain lion hunting is illegal in California, it is allowed by a property owner under a state law, followed repeated attacks on pets or livestock. In this case, the park officials say the property owner took several steps to fend off the mountain lion's attacks on the livestock, trained guard dogs, motion-activated lights, hot wire fencing. It didn't work. The property owner says he's lost 12 animals.
Some people think the stretch of Wilshire Boulevard through Santa Monica is pretty dangerous for people on bikes and foot. And the city council is about to vote on up to $22 million in safety improvements.
The first phase of the safety plan would make 13 cross streets that connect to Wilshire, ones without traffic lights, right turns only. It would also restrict U-turns at several intersections to reduce the risk of a car hitting somebody on foot. This after 6 fatalities and 29 severe injuries along Wilshire over the past decade or so. People I've spoken to today say they're on board with the safety improvements. They think it's downright dangerous walking here.
Because I walk a lot of time, and then when I get to the curve, cars just want to turn instead of stopping. I have that problem all the time.
People don't stop. They roll through stop signs. They don't pay attention. They're texting. It's turning into Lower Manhattan.
A study found that residents 55 and over make up 27% of Santa Monica's population, and yet they're involved in 70% of the fatal and severe injury collisions on Wilshire. In Santa Monica, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.